Eric, it's Tim Carter.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show.
I'm doing all right. I had a question about what I was told is called a drip edge. It's a small piece of wood that sticks out at the bottom of cedar shingles, and apparently it helps kind of direct water from behind the shingles on out. And the problem is that it sits out, and snow lays on it, and water lays on it, and it just kind of rots out quicker than the surrounding wood. And I'm painting the house now, and I was wondering how to replace those and what exactly, I guess, their purpose is.
Well, the you're exactly right. The drip edge down at the bottom is, it's exactly how you described it. It's a piece of wood that usually sits on top of the band board, and it's on the underside of it, it's got a little, like a kerf in it. And what happens is water rolls down the side of the house in a like a wind-driven rainstorm, and it hits and it starts to roll over this drip edge. What happens is because of that little kerf underneath it, it actually causes the drip, to happen, and so that the water doesn't roll back underneath and then get behind the wood. And you're exactly right. This modern drip edge that's actually kind of been out for 15, 20 years is made with a really soft lumber. And I've actually had the same problem at my own home, where it is it's actually rotted out in places, and I've had to replace it. Now, the way that you do it is the problem is that on the back edge of this drip edge, it's got a little ledge on it that sticks up behind the first row of siding, cedar shakes or whatever. So for you to actually put a new one in, you have to do one of two things. You've either got to take that lower band board off, which is often the easier thing to do. You know how there's, I remember seeing your photo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how there's a board that thing sits on top of?
Right.
Actually, if you take that board off, and the drip edge is almost always attached to it because they nail down through the drip edge into that lower board.
Yeah.
And then you put your new one back up underneath the cedar shingles and then put that 1x10 or 5/4x10 up underneath the drip edge. Because if you try to just install this new one, you're going to go nuts or you're going to do it wrong. I mean, the other thing to do is to kind of take a razor knife or a wood chisel and cut off that back edge that's sitting back up underneath the existing one, and then just kind of doing the same thing and sliding the new one in place. I mean, you can do that, but that's not really the way to do it. I mean, but you can do that as well. I mean, there's those two fixes. And, but doing it the second way, you're going to have to make sure you get one that's got almost the identical profile to the one you're taking out.
So how do I put it back in as far as if I'm putting it underneath the bottom shingle and then I'm putting this band board on underneath? Am I caulking it in again or am I?
Well, you'd be able to toenail through the top of that thing down, into the top of that band board.
And then, where do I buy the wooden pieces? I'm not sure I found anybody who knew what I was talking about.
Well, most of the traditional lumber yards around town will have it. You would never find this piece of wood at the home center. This is one of the reasons why I keep trying to tell people these home centers are not the things everybody makes them out to be. They're not even close. I mean, they don't have all of the things you need to really remodel a home. Much less build a new one.
Right.
In fact, just the lumber aspect of them, it's just a joke. I mean, the size of the average home center, I mean, the entire home center, it's about half the size of a regular lumber yard.
Okay.
But now, here's what I would do. Like, on this garden shed that I'm building right now at my own home,
mm-hmm.
I am not using that drip edge. I'm making my own. I'm actually going to take some redwood, because I want to have a wood that is naturally rot resistant, to make this thing out of. I am not going to use that soft pine thing that's going to rot out, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
So I would recommend that you just get a piece of 2x2 redwood and actually make one. You can actually make one yourself if you've got a table saw.
Okay.
It's not that hard. because you'll see the profile of the piece that you're taking out.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And consider making one.
Okay, well, that's not a bad idea. Now, after I put it in, if I use this rot-resistant wood, I guess I don't need to do this, but should I put any caulking or anything over it just to...
Well, yes, here's what you're going to do. If you do decide to make it yourself, and even if you're going to buy one that's pre-made, you're going to completely paint the piece of trim and this drip edge on all sides and edges before you install it. Because that's the mistake of why that thing rotted out. It came from the factory with a factory-applied primer, but the primer is really low quality.
Okay.
So you would actually prime it again, put two coats of finish paint on, and any cut edges, you would actually paint those before you would put the next piece of wood against it. And yeah, you're probably going to have to caulk it in places, absolutely. You know, where it touches the top of the cedar shakes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a really... You don't want any water getting around this thing.
Okay. All right.
All right, Eric, anything else?
No, that sounds good.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for your call.
All right.
Thanks for calling WGRR.
Thank you. We enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay.